On this episode, we smoke the Cohiba Riviera and we talk about luxury lifestyle and cigars. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burnline Podcast. Burnline Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21. You are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you as always, not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA, the only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we are smoking the Cohiba Riviera, named after the French Riviera.
That sounds lame.
Not named after the French Riviera. Named after a dude, but we're going to get into that. And we're also talking about cigars and the luxury lifestyle.
Yeah.
That is a big part of cigars, right?
Feeling Gucci without the Gucci.
Yes, feeling Gucci, right? Absolutely. So we're going to talk about that, look at some stuff. And yeah, it's an important part and has some implications for behaviors and stuff like that.
Yeah. Something that we sort of covered before.
We've covered before, yeah. But since it's a cigar podcast, let's cut and light first. So the Cohiba Riviera, and we are smoking the box pressed Toro. And this is listed as a, what, 6x52?
6.5.
6.5?
Yeah, that print's really big.
Yeah, it's tiny. 6.5x52. And this is a really good-looking cigar. So we zoomed in with and without the cello for you guys. It has got a, how would I describe it? Slightly toothy, mottled, medium brown, rustic wrapper. That's how I would describe it.
Right.
It is a good box press. It is not a soft box press like Perdomo does, but it's not super crisp either. It's
right.
Just...
it's right in between. Yes, it's the most in-between box press I've seen.
Very, like, average box press. So it's good looking. And then you can see the box here with the royal purple. And these 6.5x52 box press Toros retail for $23.99 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And these are, of course, distributed by General Cigar, you know, the American Cohiba.
Not Cohiba SA.
Not Cohiba SA. It is a different brand. is made in their Esteli, Nicaragua factory, yep. General Cigars. Okay, so what is it? First of all, Cohiba, like a lot of general products, but also a lot of luxury cigars, they're not really forthcoming on contents. They're just not. But this one does have Honduran and Nicaraguan long fillers with a Honduran broadleaf binder, and then it's a Mexican San Andres wrapper.
Right.
So that's, you know, why it looks like it. It looks like a San Andres wrapper.
It's a little on the lighter side though.
Because it's not Maduro.
Right.
This is what a regular aged Mexican San Andres leaf looks like, and you can see it is significantly darker than like a Corojo.
Yeah.
You know?
It really is. It's just, I think this is the lightest San Andres we've had.
Yeah. Every other one we've had is darker. Maduro age, yeah. And it's darker. And they do age up super nicely. All right. So we always, you know, we want to look at the presentation before we maul it, but it's time to maul it. So I'm going to cut mine with my Craftsman's Bench. Dual guillotine open-ended. Cutters, a J.C. Newman product that retails for $29.99 here at Davidoff and is my go-to. And you got something special for us?
Yeah, I got a Lotus cutter here. Look at this thing.
That is fucking cool. It's like blue chrome.
Yeah.
And then blue.
Unfortunately, we're not smoking the Cohiba blue or else it really would have matched.
It would have matched, yeah.
But hey, man, this is a cool-ass blue. Look at that. Even like butterfly the blades. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's blue except for the...
sharpening part, yeah.
Yeah. But this is cool.
Yeah.
Nice and heavy. Comes in a set.
comes in a set with the lighter, which you'll be lighting up with.
Yep, I will be.
And what is that retail for?
This retails for $85, so $84.99 here, which is actually a steal.
For a lighter and cutter by Lotus, that's a Lotus. That's a pretty good
price. What is that? Usually you get a what? Just a cutter or a lighter for $60?
$65, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting like price. Like
that's actually a pretty good deal.
Get one like over half, less than half.
It fits in though with the theme of the show, which is like the luxury lifestyle thing.
Right.
Because that's pretty luxury.
Yeah.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boy's world.
And as always, we remind you to cut that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed, and that clipping with authority allows you to get a nice, crisp, clean cut and not, you know, mash that wrapper. It also lets you know if you have a dull cutter pretty fast.
That's right.
Because if it tears the leaf, if you snap it and it tears the leaf, get a new cutter, sharpen it, whatever.
Yeah.
But it will never get better by going slow, that I can promise you.
No. Pretty nice.
And we were tapping the cigar out. Yeah, I will tell you that I'm not super impressed with the exterior. I've got plenty of wrinkles from the box press that aren't like the kind that you want to have in there.
Yeah, that one's kind of weird right there.
If you look. You can see that was repaired. That's a table mark. That's a table scuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Pinhole. Not sure that is like pectin leaking out. That's definitely a repair. So not super impressed.
Mine's got crushed. You can tell there's something in the box press.
Yeah, a little crushage there in the in the press. By the way, did you know that all cigars are pressed?
Box pressed. Yeah,
they're just not square.
They're not square. Yeah,
round press or whatever. Well, I guess not all of them. You know, like those. What is that? Like the rustic, like backwoods and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There are some rustics.
Dude, I like those cigars.
Have you seen the rollers? It's like the paper or cloth, I mean.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
All right. It is time for the official lighting.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And of course, you know, this is the luxury lifestyle, and I happen to be using my ST DuPont. This is not the most expensive DuPont lighter. It is damn sure not the cheapest.
What, you didn't end up using your gold Costco lighter?
No, that one has a permanent home now. I don't carry it around with me. That is in one cigar lounge that I frequent in my locker there. Lets me relive the luxury of lighting with a gold brick every time I'm there. And the DuPont is currently my show lighter. And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the tender compassion it deserves, and it will return the favor. All right, so we are smoking the Cohiba Riviera Box Press Torpedo. And what's wrong? Your wrapper's coming off already.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
That is not operator error at all.
No, it's not, sir. I still got shoulder. This is bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a General cigar. General makes cigars.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like,
no shade.
I'm not throwing shade, but they make cigars. Like, they make a lot of cigars.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, you just don't have the quality control that you have, like, a Padrón. Anyway, so this is the Cohiba Riviera Box Press Toro. Retails for $23.99 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster. And,
ooh, that is very interesting on the retrohale. Try that out. Fruity, like crazy fruity.
Okay, yeah. So first impressions. First of all, this is full-bodied. Mm-hmm. It may tone down, but off the get-go, it is full-bodied. Had a delicious charred cracker on the initial like light up. That kind of went away. Yes, the retrohale. It's more. It reminds me of like dried fruit.
It's so weird. This is the fruitiest cigar I've ever smoked.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
No,
but
for
I'm
me,
trying to think.
For me,
no, I know. I'm saying I wouldn't go that far, but then I'm like, well, I'm trying to think of other cigars I've had that had fruit flavor in them. It's like dried cherries.
Yeah,
it's almost like a dried cherry on the retro.
Unless you're smoking like an actual infused, like this is pretty fruity.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, it's like dried fruit something, dried tropical mix.
So I think leather and coffee are the two biggest notes for me. And I'm not drinking coffee, by the way. I've got my mug, but I'm not currently drinking coffee. So that's not affecting my palate. There's definitely a dark chocolate there. And it's...
Yeah, nutty.
Yeah.
Nutty, nutty dark.
Yes, yes. There is, and it is almond nuts, mm-hmm. actually. Yeah, almonds and dark chocolate. And then, yeah, on the retrohale, it's so hard to describe. It is like, I think it's like dried fruit mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of prune, a little bit of cherry.
Do you get a little menthol right at the end of your nostrils as you're done with the retrohale?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's either menthol or something spicy.
It is a cool, like, some kind of mint or menthol sort of feeling.
Not that it's menthol, but it's got that cool, weird.
Cool, like a slightly spicy, slightly cool. Yeah, it definitely reminds me of, you know what it is? It reminds me of wintergreen.
Yeah.
And that kind of ties in with the fruit flavor.
Dude, this is the craziest cigar we've smoked so far. Well, not so far, but a lot going on here.
There is a lot going on. Kind of reminds me of the Weller, which I wasn't a fan of until we drank whiskey with it.
I didn't get to smoke it.
So yeah, that was Nick. Yeah, the Weller really tamed it, you know, by basically blunting your palate, really tamed it down. It was just too many flavors competing.
There's a wood there component too.
Yeah, there is. I often overlook that because it's so common among cigars.
Yeah. Starting to show more though. As I'm a little further in, I'm about a half inch in.
Yeah, but it's not cedar.
Mm-mm.
It's like oak. This is a good cigar.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not sure about the price point, but that's why we do the review.
Yeah.
It's a good cigar. So I've got a few things to show everybody. So, you know, we're smoking an expensive cigar, and we're talking about the luxury lifestyle and cigars, and the two go together.
Yep.
Whether you like it or not. You know, fine handcrafted cigars are associated with luxury lifestyle.
Yep.
Right. And I have smoked in lounges all over the country. I used to travel for work and, you know, you always find local lounge. And there is a large number of people that I've smoked with where a significant part of the hobby, a significant part was feeling Gucci.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. And that's one of the reasons why on this show, we never do blind taste tests. In fact, we're adamantly against it because that's not how people actually experience their cigar.
It's weird.
That is a really weird burn. It's got like a tunnel.
Oh, I'm tunnel. Side tunneling.
Yeah, side tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. That's crazy. Ooh.
Not awesome.
We're losing points.
Losing points while we smoke. Anyway, so I brought some luxury stuff. First of all, I have got this Widow Jane 10-year, and this is not super easy to find. Around here on the secondary, it's 115 to 160. Mm. This is batch 1069, bottle 184 from 2023. And this is 91 proof. bourbon made with pure limestone mineral water from the legendary Rosendale Mines of New York. Blend of straight bourbon whiskeys.
So it's not bourbon.
It is bourbon. It's not Kentucky straight. So to be bourbon, the mash bill has to be 51% corn.
Gotcha. As I say, it's and very specific.
That's aged in charred oak barrels, new charred oak barrels.
That pop.
The new bottle pop. And we're just going to pour ourselves a little bit. This is neat. If you want ice cubes, let me know.
Oh, no. Neat is.
For 91 proof, I'm going to go neat. And then we'll see.
Let's open up those aromas.
MSRP on this is 75, which is still, you know, not cheap. It's no.
This smells fruity.
$1,000 bottle of scotch, but. By the way, this is batched 5 barrels at a time, non-chill filter.
Oh, wow, that's
from Brooklyn.
Really smooth.
Yeah, it is. It does have a minerally taste, which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, limestone.
Yeah, like most of the Kentucky bourbon has a little bit of that because it's all fucking limestone caverns there. But it tends to taste more like muddy branch water in Kentucky than it does limestone. This has a sharper mineral salt component.
Smooth, though.
Yeah, it's really smooth.
Hmm.
Caramel notes, but they're kind of muted.
Yeah, I thought I smelled fruit, but I don't taste fruit.
Yeah, you're right. The bouquet is like fruit leather, but it doesn't really taste that way.
Taste the barrel a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very good. And a luxury experience, right? To pair with what is intended to be a luxury cigar. Luxury brand in General's portfolio. Speaking of, I have something else super special to show everybody. I brought this. This is a Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Muestra de Saca Sober Mesa Brulé Blue Unicorn.
A literal unicorn.
Diadamas Deluxe, 6.25 by 60. A Diadamas is like that, you know, like the Monopoly guy cigar. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost shaped like a football. Long skinny football, not opened in the cello, and is staying that way in my humidor forever.
This is a special episode where we unbox.
Yeah, no, we are not doing the unboxing.
Only here on Burnline.
Because I collect cigars, and this one was very expensive. So, you know, again, luxury, the sort of, you know, like, blatant consumption. I mean, every time, like, this is $23. Imagine just taking a $20 bill, rolling it up in front of people.
And burning.
That's what you're doing, right? And it feels kind of cool just to be able to do that, right?
Not only that, but, like, when you're smoking a cigar, it also gives you, like, a, not yourself, but, like, an outside perspective, like, a level of sophistication. Like, hey.
Totally. The actions make them, you know, they say the clothes make the man. What are they saying? They're saying, like, you take two nude guys and they're just dudes, right? But you take one guy who's naturally fit and handsome and delicious, like me, and you put him in rags, right? And then you take Johnny on the street and put him in a nice suit. Who looks better?
Yeah.
Right? The truth is, like, our experience of our life is largely a reflection of what we do, the choices we make.
Yeah.
Did you brush your teeth this morning? Did you do your hair? Well, you didn't. Your hair's too short.
No, it has to be short.
You don't even run your fingers through it. Nope. You just, it didn't even blow dry. It just dry. It has
to be short.
I don't do my hair. The only product that I put in my hair is it's beard balm.
Okay.
Because my hair is actually super wiry.
Oh.
It's like, and if I let it grow out, it gets curly. And I look ethnic, especially with a beard.
You don't want to do that.
So I literally have, it's like cocoa butter and jojoba oil. And so I just take a little dab and I rub that in my hair to soften it up. And that's it. It just looks like this when I cut it short.
You mean Johnny Midas just doesn't wake up and his hair's done?
Oh, of course I do. You know that. But anyway, so, you know, choosing to spend your time consuming delicious handcrafted product that hundreds of hands touched and years went into making this, just like a bottle of whiskey, and then pairing them.
Yeah.
If that doesn't make you feel appreciative of the human endeavor in general and thankful that you live the kind of life where you can spend time not trying to stay alive while consuming delicious handcrafted from the earth stuff, I find it meditative. It connects me to humanity, to the earth. And it is luxurious. Even if you're smoking that $2.99 cigar, it just gets better and better. And of course, the experience of luxury, man, it's an experience. Like, you know, again, one of the reasons we don't do blind taste tests, that's just a palate check.
Yeah.
You can have two cigars that taste the same, but the one that is more expensive, looks nicer, is packaged as a luxury brand, it's a different experience, and it's probably a nicer experience mm-hmm. for most people. It's a real thing. Speaking of luxury, I've also got this El Septimo Cognac. So the rep was here last week, and for those of you on YouTube, be sure to check out our Top Shelf Sip and Smoke 2 movie trailer. A great event, and he did a cut and light with Cognac the next day here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, and brought this Magnificent 7 collection El Septimo Cognac. This is the Grand Champagne VSOP. Retails for $250 a bottle. They also have...
It's a cool looking bottle.
It is very cool. They also have a $950 bottle that's a little nicer. But it's another example of luxury lifestyle. And of course, El Septimo is a luxury lifestyle brand. And cigars are the latest addition to their portfolio.
Nice.
You know, they had the whiskeys and the expensive rental properties and the yachts and supercars.
Well, this is actually from France.
It has to be called Cognac. Le Français. Yes, so Cognac is brandy. Brandy is a spirit that starts as wine, and the wine is distilled down into alcohol. So this bourbon was distilled from corn, rye, wheat, right?
So this is like a double distillation process.
Well, the wine is not fermented.
Distilled, but you know.
Yes, double. Wine is fermented, not distilled, but it's fermented. And then the wine is distilled down into cognac. Now, to be called cognac instead of brandy, the wine has to be grown and made in cognac region of France. And then that wine from the cognac region has to be distilled down into cognac in the cognac region of France, right? Just like Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey has to be made in Kentucky. But bourbon like this doesn't have to be. It has to be 51% corn on the mash bill, charred in New York oak barrels for at least 3 years. That makes it bourbon. Them's the rules. All right, so let's get back to this cigar. First of all, any changes in taste?
Yeah, actually, it got a little spicier on the retrohale. I'm a little bit further along than you are. I'm in like the second, third.
I need to relate.
Anybody told you talk too much?
It's a fucking podcast. I have to talk.
Yeah,
my ex-wife.
Spices picked up, like a weird nutmeg-ish. I don't know if you picked that up yet.
I'm still mostly on leather and coffee and dark chocolate.
A little bit of leather. Yeah, leather, spice, and
I feel some spices collecting, and it feels like a collection of spices.
Okay.
You know, like a little bit of pepper, but like finishing pepper, like, you know, red telly cherry pepper, not like black pepper.
Okay. This hasn't really changed the flavor profile.
Well, I haven't tried them together yet. And then, yeah, there's something like allspice or something in there as well. Mm-hmm. Some baking rack spices, maybe.
And I feel like the strength has actually dropped off.
Well, not for me. I'm not quite as far along as you. Mm-hmm. But it's still smoking as a full body for me.
Tell you what, the secondhand smells great.
Mm-hmm.
Does not stink.
Oh, bizarre. Bizarre. Okay, so I took a sip of whiskey. I really pulled the oxygen in, swirled it around. And then while my palate is still wet, took a puff of the cigar. You can see I left some whiskey on the outside.
Mm.
And what really came to the forefront was burnt pear.
Okay.
So interesting how the bourbon is interacting with the cigar there. Not unenjoyable, but bizarre.
Now that is different.
Isn't it?
Not, I wouldn't say pear for me. Definitely spicier for me. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the char, to me, the char, and then not a Bartlett pear, but those brown, you know, those brown pears?
Yeah.
Almost like one had just been dropped onto a hot grill.
Okay. The char is definitely there, though.
Yeah, the bourbon brings out a char flavor.
Hmm.
Char is the polite way of saying it. All right, now let's do the other one, which is where you take a shot, but you fill your mouth with smoke first. Take a long draw while the smoke is still in your mouth. You pound a shot.
Oh, sure.
You ready?
Okay.
Ooh, oh, wow. Okay, the fruit just... The fruit exploded to the front there. That fruit flavor.
Ooh, that was cool.
Yeah. Those are the two main pairing ways. One is like swish, puff, swish, or puff, swish, puff. The other is fill your mouth with smoke.
I got like...
And then slam it.
A weird like barrel slash meaty flavor out of it.
Yeah, that was there for sure. But for me, like all of the fruit flavors came exploding to the front. Mm.
You're going to have to try that again. Well, not that specifically, but.
Well, you can only do that so many times on a podcast before you get drunk and the podcast is.
This is the drunk cast.
Welcome the drunk cast.
Oh, sorry.
If drunk line.
Drunk line.
Drunk cast.
Yeah, unless drunk cast is already taken. I'm not sure.
All right. So look at this. I have papers. I have papers. Hey, I feel like this is a real joke. All right. So this is the Cohiba Riviera. Mexican San Andres wrapper. Again, what's different about it is not Maduro aged. Mm-hmm. Most of the Mexican San Andres wrappers I see are.
Right. This is the only San Andres Cohiba, by the way.
Only?
The only San Andres Cohiba wrapper.
Honduran Connecticut broadleaf. So Cohiba itself says Honduran broadleaf. You know, that's one of those like Connecticut broadleaf seed, done in Honduras. Nicaraguan and Honduran filler. This is comparable to the Padron 1964, the EP La Historia, and also the La Opulencia from my father. So good company that you're keeping right yes. there. And similar price point, although it's the same price as a tiny Principe in the 1964 Padron line. It's not quite as strong to me, and also it has a much more complex flavor than the Padron. And it ties in with something going on here at Davidoff Cigars. So
that looks cool.
This month they're doing a Cohiba mission, and your mission is to win a Cohiba biometric humidor, and it is looks like a Cohiba cigar box, red with the black lid, with the O, with the red dot, $5,500 retail. And then it swings open, you stick your finger on it, pops open, and it has got three trays per side that sort of rotate out as you open it with two slide-out trays. It also comes with it comes with a humidifier inside it right there.
Okay.
Now, with this promotion here at Davidoff, if you buy 4 cigars, you get a free cutter and lighter and a raffle ticket. If you buy 10 Cohiba cigars, you get a free flathead ashtray or Macanudo table lighter and 4 raffle tickets.
Oh, wow.
The Macanudo table lighter is hefty and has a cigar, crossways cigar holder on it. And then if you buy 20 or more, you get a free flathead ashtray and Macanudo table lighter and 10 raffle tickets while supplies last. So And the deals apply to CAO, Cohiba, and Macanudo Emissary cigars. So stop by Davidus and pick up some of these cigars, and you could be entered to win.
Dude, Davidus is hooking you up. Like, that is
Yes. Amazing. So, well, I mean, the top prize is a biometric Cohiba humidor. And yeah, it retails for $5,500.
Hold on. Didn't we? We predicted this. You know that, right?
Did we?
Yeah, in a way. Remember when we did that April Fool's newscast thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The biometric safe.
Yeah. Hey, Cohiba, we get a slice of that. We gave the idea.
Yeah, something like that. All right. So why don't we go ahead and take a break? When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
Okay.
Don't go away.
And now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast, uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. Here is your host, Angel El Fumo Solorio, with our tobacconist tip of the week.
All right. So tobacconist tip of the week has to do exactly what we're doing right now, drinking and smoking. So one of the things is try to figure out a pretty decent pairing with your smoke, you know, try not to go too off the beaten path. So when you're drinking and smoking, try not to, I mean, you can drink, whatever. Just try not to overdo it. I'm not talking about the drunkenness. I'm just talking about, like, overstimulating your palate with the alcohol, because then you just null and void your cigar.
Yeah.
Especially if you're smoking something like this expensive and then you're just killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, sugar. Watch out for, like, the barrel, you know, barrel proof, you know, 115, 110.
Yeah.
Might want to water that down a little bit.
Yeah. And then, like, if you're going to smoke something like this, I'm not saying you have to buy something expensive, but, you know, there's some cheaper, like, 20 and under liquors. It's like, they're pretty strong, too, especially flavor-wise. You're just going to ruin your smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be careful of that. And then when sipping and smoking, as Johnny Midas showed earlier, you can really wet the head of your cigar, and then which will also, quote-unquote, infuse your smoke.
Yeah, it can ruin your smoke. You know, you get that dampness.
And then not only that, but then you're going to tar the hell out of your...
Yep, totally. Yeah. Once you get that tar, I mean, once it bubbles, I mean...
Good luck.
I've tried. Like, I've cut all the way up past the shoulder just to try and rescue the rest of the cigar.
Yeah.
But then it's on your tongue.
Yeah.
And you literally have to go get, like, a fucking sanitary napkin and wipe your tongue off with it. Yeah. Yeah, good call outs. And while we are on the subject of tobacconist tip of the week, socials and surprises, go ahead, like, subscribe, and share the podcast. We need your help.
Yes.
If you like the podcast, let your friends know about it. Please comment, interact.
Yes.
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. That's really going to help us get the word out, and we want to be as much of a benefit to as many people as possible. And we do think we provide a real service here, as well as having a bunch of fun. Shout out to Robert Mason and David Brown, both subscribers on YouTube. Welcome to the tribe. And as usual, you can reach us at burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. And let us know your questions. We can turn them into a tobacconist tip of the week. Mm-hmm. If you have a suggestion for the show, let us know. We love to interact with fans. And who knows, we might send swag pack your way. I've got a swag pack right here.
Oops, goody.
I've got this.
Oh.
This is a Fat Boys Cigars sticker pack. And there's 5 stickers in here. You've got the Dia de los Muertos skull with crown, and it's like sparkly. You've got the FBC logo. You got other skull sticker. I guess I got 4 in here. And then there's one for the thin green line.
Here, let me see that. Let me ban a white, like, 2 of them.
Yeah. Here's a couple of cool ones.
Oh, there's the skulls. Yes.
So who knows? Reach out to us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. You might be the lucky winner of this swag pack. And I already mentioned Robert Mason is getting a Team El Fumo Burnline Podcast coffee mug. And I'm working on merch. Got a lot of people reaching out looking for merch. But then it gets complicated because it's like, well, shit, you know, now we need a website. How are you going to order it? Stuff like
the
that.
T-shirts,
so,
man.
Yeah, the t-shirts. Everyone wants a shirt. So I'm working on it. Leave it at that for now. But be sure to reach out and interact with the show. You know, this is your show. We do stuff we think is cool. We hope you think it's cool too. If you don't, fucking tell us. We can't make the show better without your feedback. So bring it on, good, bad, ugly, or in between.
Hate mail. We like hate mail.
Oh yeah, we will totally shred you on the show. Ooh, so me too. If you want, what do they call it? A burn, a roast.
We're gonna do a segment, the burn line.
The burn line, yeah.
Drop us a line on the burn line.
Mm-hmm. And today we are smoking the Cohiba Riviera Box Press Toro 6.5x52. Love the Vitola.
Guess, you know, dude.
I am a small ring gauge guy. This one's like perfect. So far, like for me, dark chocolate, leather, coffee has been the major notes. Full bodied, and now I'm in the second third. It's definitely getting spicy, peppery, and there's also some like baking rack spices in there.
Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned nutmeg. Yeah. I'm thinking a little bit of allspice.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything in there.
Little cloves, maybe.
Man, this has gotten milder.
I haven't noticed it yet.
Really? I think you need to get a little further.
And then, of course, this is distributed by General Cigars. So, if y'all, like we've talked about this on the show, but if you hadn't heard yet, right, there is the Cuban cigar companies, and then there is the non-Cuban cigar companies that have the same name and are available for sale in the United States.
Right.
And I'm not even sure if they're available elsewhere. You know, like if you go to Europe, you can get a Cohiba from Cuba.
Right.
Okay. I don't think they sell not Cuban Cohibas. Mm-hmm. Right. It is not the same company.
No.
You know, Cohiba is a General Cigar brand. Mm-hmm. This was rolled in the General Cigar factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. Totally not the same thing. And in fact, I believe Cohiba is the brand that is at the center of a lawsuit currently.
Yeah, it's been ongoing.
Yeah, Cohiba SA, which is the Cuban brand, is suing General, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've actually talked to a lawyer, an actual Cohiba lawyer for the General side. He's can't reveal too many details, but he says it's just ongoing and because of the embargo stuff. Sorry, I can't say much.
Well, sure.
Can't I comment on it. I wish I could, but I can tell you off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do have some details, but like I said, talked to an actual lawyer. He was pretty cool. Pretty cool dude. Met him in a lounge.
What's kind of cool is this Cohiba does have like the holographic part of the band that Cuban Cohibas also have. And in little tiny text, it says República de Nicaragua. And then... yeah, both above and below where it says Cohiba. It has that text all the way around the band. Kind of cool. And then the other two holographic stripes have like pin stripes in them.
All right, band test.
All right, band test.
Let's do it.
How'd you do, General?
There we go. Hey, look at that. Boom.
Nice. Basically perfect. Yeah. Well done. Nicely done. And so, it's three-dimensional.
Ah.
Stamped in. So Cohiba is a luxury brand in the General Cigar portfolio in America, and it's priced accordingly. So we'll talk about that when we rank the cigar and talk about price, which is also a value statement. We're also talking on this show about the luxury lifestyle with cigars. And I think everybody's cigar smoking experience can be enhanced. It doesn't have to be every time, but from time to time, take the time to dress up. Dress nicely, put your jewelry on, wear your Omega Seamaster Professional 007 edition, like I've got on.
Yeah.
You know, light up with your many hundreds of dollars ST DuPont gold plated lighter. Sip Widow Jane 10 year New York bourbon, or your El Septimo cognac.
Yeah.
Or we've had like Glenn Glass of Sand End on the show, or OCD number 5, Whiskey Bibles number 1, Micro Whiskey of the Year last year. You know, something nice. Use nice accoutrement. Wear your Versace Johnny and Midas edition sunglasses.
Johnny Midas edition. Oh, yeah.
Hangover, preemptive hangover sunglasses. And then I've got some other stuff to show you here. So we showed off the Lotus Cutter and Lighter combo that's available here in that gorgeous blue.
Oh, yeah.
Here's something else. This is super cool. And
that's
fucking heavy. This is an ashtray that is polished solid wood with cast glass inside it. This is the J.C. Newman Diamond Crown cigar ashtray.
It's light laser etched in the middle.
Oh my god, dude. That's like 20 fucking pounds.
Yeah, dude, that thing is cool. It's executive as shit.
This is. And this is the kind of thing, like, you know, you want to experience the luxury.
I know.
And this retails for $179.99 here at Davidus. But you can look for similar stuff on the shelf at different places. Here's another example, you know, of an unnecessary luxury item associated with cigars. This is a Clotto cigar tube. This one is very nice. It's leather, but it's very stiff, hard to crush, and it has metal end caps. So we've got luxury accoutrement, you know, luxury clothing, you know, ways to make the experience luxurious and enjoy it more. And it just goes with cigar smoking. But there's another element that I wanted to talk about that, and that's behavior. And to put it into a little bit of context, you know, I remember when I was dirt poor and started my cigar hobby, and I got one Perdomo per week on Sunday.
Nice.
And I'd go to the cigar lounge, and man, that was the highlight of my whole week. And I mean, I would dress up and I would make an event out of it. And there was nothing worse than going to smoke that one cigar I got every week, not a high-end cigar. And there's some turd in the lounge who's all slovenly, chewing on their cigar, talking loudly about Trump this, Trump that, or whatever, you know, and it's like, you ruined it for me, you know? So especially if you're in a public setting like a lounge, be respectful and understand this is a luxury hobby for a lot of people. And, you know, it might be super special to them, you know? I know that was the case for me. You know, now I've got my own back porch that's covered with a fire pit and also a mobile air conditioning unit for the summer.
You just got to have wood for that fire pit, by the way.
And my budget is a lot higher, you know. But that's not true for everybody, right? And so show a little respect and understand that, you know, this is a nice hobby. It's like boats or golf or something like that, where there's some expectations around your behavior and presentation and stuff like that. You know, take a damn shower before you come to the lounge. If you can't, well, then just smoke on the back porch, on the street.
Yeah.
At work, you know, wherever, in the parking lot. Yeah, but don't inflict that on everybody else.
Yeah, don't invade a corner and then bring in some stinky-ass food and just make it ruckus as hell.
Yeah, like, here's my Indian food, and, you know, I'm going to talk about how, you know, we're all victims and American politics sucks and, you know, all of that stuff, like the negative attitude. And
I like curry as much as the next guy, but when your curry is overwhelming the whole lounge.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Or it could be, I mean, it could be anything.
Right.
But that's a good example of food that has a distinct smell. Well, this is a smelling hobby.
Yeah. Or your KFC. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Bring your bucket of KFC in there.
Don't bring the freaking bucket.
Dude. Yeah.
Twice that's happened to me.
Yeah. That guy's not.
No.
He got,
That guy's not.
So we are smoking the Cohiba Riviera Box Press Toro, Mexican San Andres wrapper, Honduran broadleaf binder with Honduran and Nicaraguan filler tobaccos. And yes, it is definitely getting milder, but starts out full and probably ends mid full. Notes of leather and chocolate and dark chocolate and coffee, as well as some spice, as some baking spice rack, as well as just spicy. I think for me, like, this this does ring the bell for a luxury smoke, which, you know, is not always the case with American Cohiba products. Or for that matter, Cuban. Like, they're way too overpriced. Like, Cuban Cohibas are different. They definitely don't have this dark, strong flavor.
I've smoked one before. They're very earthy, very floral.
Light,
very
floral, aromatic.
Crazy mild.
A little bit of mineral. Yeah, like the nicotine content, the punch is kind of high, but it's definitely a mid or a, a light to mid. Typical of Cuban tobacco. But overpriced.
So here are the actual names of the fillers.
So
Honduran Jamastrian, Honduran La Entrada,
Nicaraguan
Jamastrian. Nicaraguan Condega and Nicaraguan Esteli. So just
every corner is probably where the spice is coming from. Condega is earthy. You're getting some of that. Same thing with the Mexican San Andres.
I haven't had La Entrada tobacco, so this is different. I can't really sparse it out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that tastes like. Yamastrin is your typical Honduran tobacco. Now, it says Yamastrin. That's a region in Honduras. It could be so the big with Honduras in particular, the big difference is between imported Cuban seed original or Connecticut seed or whatever versus the, you know, piloto or, you know, Honduras has been growing cigar tobacco since before Columbus, and they have their native seed, right? That's the big difference with Honduran tobacco is it Honduran seed tobacco that tastes different from Cuban seed tobacco that was grown in Honduras. And I like Honduran tobacco, but it doesn't have like the cachet to where people advertise it all the time. But it's pretty good tobacco.
It's like people sleep on Honduran tobacco.
And I can actually smell it more in the secondhand smoke than I can taste it. Right. And so the Yamastrian tobacco, when it burns, it's really hard to describe.
By the way, I'm starting to get more earthy tones in the third.
Yeah, the Yamastrian to me, when it burns, the secondhand smoke kind of smells like when you're burning weeds in the garden, but also mixed with burning garbage. Right? I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. It has its own unique secondhand smoke flavor or smell.
It's got to be that dirt.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure it's from the soil. All right, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week and then rank this cigar.
All right.
Don't go away. What is up, everybody? Johnny Midas here with my smoke of the week. And this week, I am smoking the Rocky Patel 60. This box-pressed cigar retails for $19.99. This is the Robusto. This is my favorite Vitola. And the 60 was Cigar Aficionado's Free World number one cigar of the year and is in celebration of Rocky Patel's 60th birthday. And every stick in this line has been aged at least 2 years after being rolled, featuring delicious, rich, dark chocolate notes. Check it out at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, the Rocky Patel 60, Johnny Midas Smoke of the Week.
Now your cigar news of the week, Angel Solorio.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast, the most awesomest cigar podcast in the history of history. I'm Johnny Midas, and this is El Fumo with our cigar news of the week.
All right. So, are you familiar with Warfighter Tobacco? Yeah. Unfortunately, I have not had the honor of smoking their cigars. They're just like not.
I haven't either. I'm aware of the brand.
They're not in stores everywhere.
No, anywhere. I mean, I'd have to buy it online. I can't remember seeing one in a store.
But, anyways. Warfighter Tobacco is releasing the Night Shift, an ode to the night shift workers, like the night operators and first responders who work at night. So it is called the Night Shift because it is getting a Honduran Candela.
Interesting. Okay. Wrapper.
So green as in night vision.
Okay.
All right. That's an interesting
corny thing. But okay.
Right. So, which is pretty weird. Other than that, it has it's just Indonesian binder and fillers from Nicaragua, which is interesting. Do you know anybody who uses like Indonesian tobacco
for the binder?
Yeah,
that is an odd choice.
I've never tasted that.
I'm but not
it's grown in Nicaragua.
Oh, it's wait, what?
Yeah,
so it's a Sumatra Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Huh. I've had Dominican Sumatra, which is really good.
Yeah.
I don't like Sumatra. I don't like Indonesian tobacco. Yeah. But somebody told me that's a hangover from when they were producing shit back around 2005. And it was cheap tobacco. And modern Indonesian tobacco is really good. I don't know. Could be. But that's just where my head is at. I don't like it.
So it's not bad, though. 6 by 50. That's a stick. 6 by 50 for $10. That's an MSRP of 10. Like, shit, man. That's right where in their budget range these days. And that's a lot of tobacco for $10.
Okay.
So check out, if you can, wherever you can, the Warfighter. Looks like you had a nice band test, too.
Yeah, band came off perfectly. You can get points for that.
All right, so Ligero Cubana released their other cigar earlier this month, and now they're releasing the Ligero Cubana is releasing the Podium in France.
As a regional edition.
Right. But obviously the Podium, because the Olympics are happening at the moment. So if you are in France, you get to taste it first.
Interesting. I bet those will have an interesting secondhand market in the States.
Yeah, man. It's going to be weird. So, and it's from Habanos SA. So, here we go. This is in euros.
Oh, so this is La Gloria Cubana, the Cuban.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's in Europe. So, not available.
Just like Cohiba, there's a La Gloria Cubana in the U.S.
Yeah.
And it is not Cuban.
Yeah, so it's a hefty price, man. So 40 euros, which translates to $43 American, real money against monopoly money.
You remember when euros were like $2?
Something like that.
The euro has gone down so far. And with the VAT taxes and stuff, like they just get raped over there, dude. £7 or 7 euros, I mean, for a gallon of fuel.
Yeah, screw that.
And it's like,
look, guys, you guys were on 2 world wars. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, follow the leader, back-to-back World War champions.
Right. oh, we're
and it's got a red, white, and blue ribbon around them, which is
France.
Le Français, right. The flag. We're really good with flags on this show.
Right, we're really great with flags.
Yeah. Why do they have a fucking Puerto Rican flag on this podium?
No, it's the Cuban. It's red, white, and blue is Cuban.
It's Cuban, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. We're canceled in Europe and South America now.
Fun with flags.
Yeah. So they're not saying what tobacco they're using. They're just
It's probably Cuban fucking tobacco. It's from Cuba.
Yeah, like, come on, guys.
When you're from Cuba, you don't have to advertise the tobacco.
So if you guys are in France, hook Johnny Midas and El Fumo up.
Yeah, send us one. We'll review it on the show. Totally. Well, absolutely.
We'll see. All right, and then San Luis Rey, La Cuna, which translates to the, I forget the word.
So, San Luis Rey, this is a regional in Italy.
Yeah.
So, this is also the Cuban San Luis Rey, as opposed to the American St. Louis Rey, just like the Cohiba we're smoking. Uh-huh. Two different brands. Okay. Right. I'm sensing a trend here.
So, La Cuna, which translates to the crib, like baby crib.
Mm-hmm.
So, that'll be another Italy. So if you guys
got past the censors,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, there really are marketing to children. Oh my gosh.
So it's going to be a 6. Man, they do this weird. Why do they use in
European? Metric?
Dude, it's Is Eagles it by Cheeseburger. Come yeah. on. Yeah. All right. So 170 millimeters by 43, which is 6 by 7/10. We don't
6 7/10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever.
Like that's like
six and three quarters. Yeah.
Come on. Cheeseburgers, guys. Like, what are you doing? Hey, but $22 a stick.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So
that's a really affordable for a Cuban. I mean.
Yeah. So again.
Only available in Italy. So all of our Italian listeners out there, hook up Burnline Podcast. We will review it and give you a shout out.
So Cuban tobacco, no details. Come on. Show some love. Hey, look, the embargo's bullshit. Don't Then leave us hanging like that. All right, and then last one. Viaje is releasing the Private Bale, Bird on a Branch, and Furiosa Imperador. That was terrible, but the
word. Furiosa Imperador?
Yeah.
So they've got two new ones.
Yeah, so it's two. It's a double down.
What are the deets? I mean, anything special about these two cigars?
Yeah, the bird, Bale on a Bird.
Bale on a Bird.
Bale Bird on a Branch is going to be a 6x50 Parejo. And that's a $12 stick, which is not terrible.
Yeah, Viejo is a budget brand, I'll call it. Affordable.
Yeah. And then the Furiosa is going to be a 5x52. Doesn't really...
Sounds like it should be really strong.
Yeah. But the Furiosa is based off of the Mad Max movie. Furiosa.
Right, right.
They're releasing it off of that.
I heard that was actually a good movie. As yeah. much as I hate the Mad Max.
So they're going to be Nicaraguan puros.
Nicaraguan puros.
Nicaraguan puros.
So, interesting. Okay.
No details on what specific, though.
Any more news?
No, that's it.
All right. Some new sticks to try out, especially if you live in Europe.
Yeah. Speaking of luxury brands, I mean, they're kind of limited and expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
ties into the luxury brand episode.
And we are smoking the American Cohiba, which is a general cigar brand from Esteli, Nicaragua. Cohiba Riviera, box press Toro, 6.5x52, and really gorgeous purple presentation. You can see it up here. Retails for $23.99 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. So why don't we tell the folks about who Riviera was? Because this is, I made the joke about the French Riviera. It's not, it's named after a dude.
The dude. The dude.
The dude.
Who created the Cohiba brand. Well, yeah, anyway. It's kind of weird, obscure story. But anyways, so back in the day, when Castro took over Cuba, blah, 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 his bodyguard actually introduced him to this Cohiba. It wasn't called Cohiba because Cohiba wasn't a brand. Eduardo was just rolling cigars.
Eduardo Riviera was rolling cigars, got introduced to these no-label cigars that were also favored by Castro.
Right. But because Castro's bodyguard introduced it to Castro, he's like, here, this is a friend. So the friend of Eduardo was Castro's bodyguard. Here's, try him out. And then Castro was like, here, let me meet this friend. In a nice way, not a, let me meet this friend.
Yeah.
So
let me meet this friend is very different from let me meet this friend.
Right. And then so he met Eduardo, and then on the spot, of course, he can do it. He's like, these are mine now. You now make them exclusively for me. So, and actually, you want to know which one he made? This right here, this Vitola. The Lancero Vitola was Castro's Vitola of choice. So you and Castro had a lot in common.
Which is also available at Davidoff?
Yeah. So this Lancero right here, this is what, oddly enough, is what he liked to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So Cohiba was exclusively for him. And then only Eduardo made Castro sticks because of the political turmoil, you know, the constant assassination attempt.
Yeah, like he's not going to poison me. So like the CIA tried to do with an exploding cigar.
Right. Which is so weird.
Come on, guys.
That is lame.
Oh my gosh. You can do better.
You can off our own president, but you can't.
Yeah,
that's the best you can come up with.
You can shoot Kennedy, but you can't.
You can't off.
So obviously they hated Kennedy more than they hated Castro. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
And canceled in 3, 2, 1.
But, yeah, so I think it was only a few years later they started creating Cohiba. Like, they named it Cohiba. And where does the name Cohiba come from? That's a colloquial term for tobacco / puros in Cuba. So Cohiba just means puro.
Cigar, yeah,
puro. Yeah, means cigar in Cuba. And oddly enough, the English and Spanish translation for puro is absolutely different. So is cigars. Cigars in Spanish is cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Puros in Spanish is cigars. And puros in English is straight, you know, whatever tobacco region blend. So a lot of vocabulary going on there.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then they were expanding the brand in the late 70s. Eduardo actually met with Zeno Davidoff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's from Geneva. So he came out over and they expanded the brand that way. They were making cigars for Davidoff, and then probably a decade later, you know, political shit happened again. So they tied, they severed that tie. Mm-hmm. So no longer making.
Now, did Eduardo ever leave Cuba?
No. The dude, he still lives there today. He's still alive.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yes, sir.
Wow. He must be old.
He actually stepped away from rolling cigars after Castro was kind of done. Mm-hmm. You know, so he kind of stepped away. But he's back at rolling cigars at a hotel in Cuba.
Cool.
So he stepped away, yeah. So Eduardo's still kicking. I think he's like, dude, he's actually pretty young, 54.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was like a fucking teenager back
then. Actually, probably 58 now.
Something
still
like that.
60s. But yeah, so this dude is still around, not making Cohibas, but rolling cigars.
Interesting. So you can take a vacation there, find the right hotel, have him roll you a cigar. That would be cool as shit.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So it's kind of a weird story.
What's weird is, you know, the whole thing, like, you know, Cohiba S.A. is still Cohiba S.A., which Eduardo Rivera started. Cohiba, the general cigar brand, is not.
Mm-hmm.
They use the same brand name, but it's a totally different company.
Yeah.
Obviously, the tobacco is different. Factory is different. And they're doing this throwback to Eduardo Rivera. He had literally nothing to do with this brand.
Nothing. They just
like nothing. That. So you know, I mean, and then you get into the lawsuit and it's like, well, I mean, I kind of understand from the sense that, you know, it's like, I don't know if the Chinese started a company called Cadillac.
Yeah.
You know, and use the Cadillac branding and everything else.
Which, funny enough, the Chinese have a stake in Cohiba's S.A.
I'm sure. They get a stake in everything nowadays.
But like I said, the finer details, unfortunately, I am not able to talk about them because it is legit legal issues.
And yeah.
We do not want to get...
No, we can't talk about it. That's private info. But yeah, so it's just weird, you know, and I understand the brand confusion argument, stuff like that.
But,
you know, if you go into any tobacconist here in America, you're probably going to see Cohiba on the shelves, at least most of them.
Right.
They have a big footprint because they're general. And so, you know, everybody has general cigars.
And I, as somebody who used to sit behind a counter, I always had to explain these are not Cuban.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's Cohiba. It's not Cuban.
Yeah, it's a different brand.
It's not Cuban.
Completely different.
I've had that argument. Oh, then why are you so... It's not me, dude.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's not the cigar lines. Yeah. Take it up with General.
All right. I think that it is time to rank this Cohiba Riviera Box Press Toro. Before we jump into that, tell me about your taste. You're just about done with the cigar. So what have you got going on?
A little bit more like cedar plankish.
Okay, yeah. I noticed that like there was oak before and now there's cedar in there. Yep.
Spicier.
Yeah.
More cayenne.
Yep. Have the like same experience.
Like that red cherry. What's that called? You just said it earlier. Like that.
Oh, red telly cherry pepper,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, a softer pepper than like your black pepper.
Yeah.
So like my pepper grinder at home, I've got red telly cherry pepper currently in it. And my salt grinder, I have pink Himalayan salt, which is a finishing salt as well. Yeah. For initial, I've got salt flakes.
Yeah.
You know,
funny enough, salt. You said that little saltiness at the tip of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Like every third was a different like variation. They're different.
Yes.
I love that.
And I think this really holds its own as a luxury smoke. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest on the show, I can't say that about a lot of Cohibas.
Right.
And I'm talking about American General Cigar Cohibas.
I mean, I think what the red dot for America is like the flagship for Cohiba.
I think so. Yeah. And there's one or two that's more affordable,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't blue. Start with a two.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the blue.
It's like $15.
Yeah. And that one, I was like, that's okay.
Yeah. And it really is.
It's nice. At the price point.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, I feel like the other ones I've had are all overpriced. The red dot, especially.
The red dot's a great smoke, though.
It is a good smoke. I just think it's overpriced.
Yeah.
This one, I think, really, really competes with, you know, the other luxury crowd. And so, you know, this is similar to the Padron 64. I think it's much more flavorful. Mm-hmm. The Padron has like one note. The E.P. Carrillo La Historia. I think the Historia is a much more rich
mm-hmm.
cigar. And then the My Father, La Opulencia. Yes, it reminds me of that a little bit.
It's opulent.
Yeah, I just think it competes, and I don't think the price point is that far off. But why don't we go through this, and we'll start with presentation. So we have a nice box. It's not like super awesome, but it's nicer than, you know, a lot of cigar boxes out there.
It's sturdy. It's very sturdy.
It is. It's got the super cool clasp with the red dot. Yep. Red dot, of course. And it's got the shiny silver, and then on the outside. On the inside, it actually has a hologram on the inside of the lid. The label definitely looks like luxury. So I've got like a 7 for presentation. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
At $23, there's plenty of cigars that blow it out of the water in terms of presentation. The cigar itself was kind of meh.
Yeah.
The wrapper leaf on both of ours was a little,
I'm going to actually give it a 6 because, like, even, like, look at it. Just
the, yeah, like, they're different.
The quality control is kind of weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. All right. So for this box press Toro, 6.5 by 52 at $23.99.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think for price?
I'm going to give it a 6. I'm not a fan of the price, honestly.
I think it's overpriced. Like, yeah. The Padron is about the same price. The Historia is less. The La Opulencia is less. I'm pegging this at a $17 cigar.
Yeah, I was going to say 16, 17.
Yeah, 18. In today's market. So, I mean, 6 is fair. I'm actually going 5, but since I was 1 higher on the last one, we'll split the difference. I think this is a good luxury smoke. I think you'll feel good smoking it.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that price point, you have so many choices.
Yeah, it just says Cohiba.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of paying for the brand, I feel like. All right, construction. So you had a tunnel, side tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
I had pinholes in the wrapper. The draw has been great and consistent. Yeah. Smoke output is good. You had the wrapper come apart where you clicked it.
Actually stayed.
After you licked it and stuck it. So we can't take off too many points. No. I'd probably go with a 7.
Okay, I was going to say 8.
7, 8. All right, let's do 8. That's pretty fair. They both smoked really well despite the issues. So I think that's fair. All right, so let's talk about flavor. And, you know, predominantly like leather, dark chocolate that turned into cocoa, honestly, as it came down. Wood that turned into cedar. Coffee throughout. Spice that picked up near the end and turned into spicy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the final third and it's like, okay, that's cayenne. You know, that dirty, gritty, like spicy. And it's full, but I mean, now that I'm in the final third, it's like a mid.
It's like dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like full turning into mid.
Yeah.
So we could call it mid full, but that's not really fair.
No.
When you start out, like it's full body. Like I wouldn't smoke this on an empty stomach or something. But I really like the flavor, and I love the fact that each third was a different experience.
Yeah.
And so it, I think they did good there.
Yeah.
What do you think? 9 on flavor?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's a 9. It does have really good flavor. I would smoke it again for the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about experience. A couple of things here. One, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just is. So I'm not doing, anything, walking the dog, going fishing. Probably not even golfing.
No,
probably not. Do you know how many sticks I've dropped on the fucking golf course and stuff like that? You know? So I think the use case is a little limited.
Lounge, backyard.
Yes.
Maybe grilling.
You could gift it.
Yeah, you definitely
could. It's nice. It's not a celebration cigar. You know, there's...
Not personally.
You know, there's better cigars for that. And then, definitely not a breakfast cigar. I would want to have a full stomach, but it does pair pretty good with whiskey. I think the whiskey kind of tames it down a little bit. So what have you got for experience?
I want to give it a 9 because we had a good experience here. You know, we had
bourbon. I was going to give it a solid 7.
Yeah.
So why don't we split the difference at 8?
Okay.
All right. So that brings the total score for the Cohiba Riviera Box Press Toro to 37.
Oh,
so high 30s. Not in our, our top echelon is like
49.
Yeah, mid 40s.
Yeah.
42 is where it breaks. Like if you're 42 and higher, it's a good.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what I think what really brought this down was the price.
Yeah, it's the price.
And that brought the presentation down because honestly, for that price, I expect a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not super fair because Padron doesn't exactly have like awesome. Like they're awesome in the sense that it's super rustic and original.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know.
Yeah, but Padron has built that cachet.
They have. And here's the main difference. You look at a box of Padrons, they're fucking perfect. They all look the same. The wrappers on these really gave the cigar away. And you can see the whole wrapper, the way that they're presented. You know, it's all cigar.
Mm-hmm.
You get just have that 1¼-inch band around it.
Yeah.
And you look in the box and it's like they're all different shades. They're modeled. You can see, you know, pinholes and repair spots and stuff like that. So that didn't help the presentation. Construction was meh. Like, it was good. You could smoke the whole cigar. Didn't really affect that. But it also had some issues.
Yeah, I had the tunneling and that uneven burn once I got past that tunnel.
Mm-hmm. But flavor was great. And experience, you know, I think it's limited.
Yeah.
But the experience we had was great. You gave it a 9. I think, you know, if you're a cigar person and you like full, smoke it.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever. You were going to buy a 1964 Padron. Buy this instead. Different, totally different flavor.
Yeah.
You know, Padron is like straight manure the whole way through.
Yeah.
You know. And that's it.
Wait.
Score to 37.
We haven't busted this out in a while.
Oh, it's time for treasure or trebuchet. All right, do we have a treasure box?
Yes, it's down there.
All right. We got all about treasure or trebuchet. So here's our treasure box.
I will be.
And here's our trebuchet. And El Fumo, you're first?
Yeah.
Trebuchet?
Trebuchet.
Okay. And there it goes. Oh, hit the ceiling. Extra points.
Let's go.
And damn, I'm not done with my stick. I'm going to trebuchet.
All right.
And 3, 2, 1. Trebuchet, hit the bathroom.
Feel like that's a win.
Cohiba Riviera Box Press Toro here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.